Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Sammy J and Randy in Ricketts Lane is a musical comedy. Think Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, Flight of the Conchords.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
It's a 1970s live-action musical buddy comedy starring an Australian guy and a life-sized purple puppet. When I talked with Evan Shapiro, he berated me for not yet seeing it.
Sammy J and Randy, which you don't know yet because you haven't watched.
So the least I could do is check it out. And he was right. It's great. It's funny and odd and quirky and, well, as Sammy J said, we feel what is lacking at the moment is a man-puppet-filthy musical comedy duo. And we feel that that's a market we can tap. And that's something they've definitely accomplished. In the show, Sammy is a aspiring lawyer, and Randy, the purple puppet, is a bitter divorcee whose only real joy seems to come from torturing Sammy, his roommate. In the first episode, we're introduced to the characters as they're playing a game of tag, but instead of tagging, they use tasers. So it's that type of show.
Rule 27 clearly states that a player must not taser his or her opponent in the groin.
Oh, come on!
Rules are rules, Randy. Where should you aim?
For the thigh.
Correct. For the thigh. Where else?
The buttocks.
Safety first.
Please stop! Jeez!
And why do we aim for these regions, Randy?
Because your opponent is immobilized, but still remains conscious.
And the very first musical number, quite geniusly actually, introduces the characters by way of census.
It's census time!
I knew this day would come.
The Bureau of Statistics are sadistic and deranged. They're back here asking questions, but our answers haven't changed. Cause my life is just as shitty
as the last time it came round.
And I feel like such a loser when the census comes to town.
Hey!
Must they make us suffer this humiliating task? Pissing on our soul with every question that they ask. Cause my salary's gone backwards
and my marriage ran aground.
And I feel like drinking poison when the census comes to town.
How's your sex life?
Null and void. Occupation?
Unemployed.
Relationship?
Not technically.
What's stalker?
Nice.
Superannuation?
Occupation.
Any further education?
Origin of gender orientation?
Net worth?
Date of birth?
Language spoken at home? On Glazy! Kids,
cash,
beds,
cars,
bikes,
beds,
doors,
roof,
rooms,
yard,
bills,
yes,
we've got nothing but the bastards make us write it down. And I feel like such a failure.
And I feel like such a wanker.
And I feel like such a dipshit when the census comes to town. Hey!
Married?
No.
Children?
No.
Religion?
No.
War service?
Yes.
What war were you in?
A war on terror?
You were not in the war on terror.
We're all in the war on terror!
If you still haven't joined the free beta for CISO, why are you listening to this podcast? You only have a few days left before the service goes live officially on January 7th. But if you've still yet to join, head on over to CISO.com and use the code CISOFRIENDS, that's S-E-E-S-O-F-R-I-E-N-D-S, to get a few days free of comedy. I'll also put the link in our show notes and you can get in that way as well.
Our free trial is endless. You can, your free trial can go on forever. You can't watch everything, so if you want the second episode of UCB or the second episode of Cyanide and Happiness, then you have to pay.
Yeah.
If you want the majority of the content, if you want 90% of the content, you have to pay. But if you don't, if you're happy with 10% of the content, you can watch new stuff every day, every week, for free. And no credit card. We told people that in the industry, and they said, well, we just don't do that. What do you mean, we just don't do that? This is an industry that's 60 months old. It's like, you're adorable. Like, you don't just do things a certain way. You iterate. You know, I think asking somebody for a credit card and then hoping they forgot they gave it to you is pretty awful. It seems like a terrible way to do a business.
So check out Sammy J and Randy, the UCB show, The Office, 30 Rock, and a whole lot more.
Just before we go tonight, a word of warning. I love a new gadget as much as the next geek, but are iBuds, ear pads, and phone berries bringing the world together? Or are they really pushing us further apart?
Thanks for listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Check out CESO Show. That's S-E-E-S-O Show on Twitter. We have a website, CESOshow.com.
I used to own the hottest shop on Main Street. Customers would rarely pass me by. But business has been slow for the best part of the decade. And I think I've just discovered why. For there upon my porch it lay, the most recent edition. I tore away the plastic and confirmed my worst suspicion. I'm the last person advertising in the yellow pages. I don't know what the deal is, I've been doing it for ages. But now I find I'm left behind and every page is there. 2,000 yellow pages, and I'm the only ad that's there.
Thanks for listening, and if you feel like it, why don't you leave us a comment or rating on iTunes? We'd really like that. Thanks.
My typewriter business is demanding. It's hard to keep abreast of latest trends. But how will people call me on their landline telephone if they can't underline my number with a pen? And I stand by every comment that I made in 95. The internet is just a fad, but phone books, they'll survive. I'm the last person advertising in the yellow pages. I cover all their printing, distribution, costs and wages. My quarter page in A to K has always seen me through. But now I'm just not happy, and there's nothing Jan can do. I'm the last person advertising in the yellow pages. I bought the ads in bulk in the middle of the 80s. My customers would compliment my fine publicity back when their fingers did the walking. But now they've war tried out on me.